B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together.
This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
All right, we have a lot of great guests on the PG Parental Guidance Needed podcast. And I said, you know what? I'm really missing an opportunity here. I never have my hubby on as a guest. And he's the one who sees all my flaws as a parent and sees the good stuff I do, too. So, Doug, thanks for calling in.
Oh, thank you for having me. Yeah, I had to clear it with my agent, had to clear it with my PR rep.
Yep.
And my psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you blessed it, I had my whole team on board.
I'm glad we were able to make this happen. Okay, a little bit later in the podcast, we're going to hear from a special guest who is a child safety expert. And I thought, you know what, let's just have a good hubby-wife conversation about child safety before we talk to this expert, kind of see if we're doing things the right way, and maybe call each other out on the things that we need to improve upon. So I cook with our daughter all the time. Are there any things that I do in the kitchen? Do you ever watch us and say, Roxanne, that's really dangerous. Why are you letting our two-year-old do that?
You know, it's interesting you bringing that up and under such topic. And, you know, I think cooking with our daughter has just been incredible developmental process for her. You know, you can never be too safe. I think no matter how old your child is or how complete a job you're doing at parenting, I think a good motto is you can never be too safe. So I think just remembering that anytime, you know, a burner's on or a plate is hot or even just the food might be a little too hot tasting it. You do such a wonderful job at all those check marks, but probably just a blanket statement of you can never be too safe.
Or when I'm letting her juggle knives, just make sure that
juggle not. Yeah, exactly.
Keep a close eye on her. So, you know, I was going through in my mind all the times and thinking about our new baby on the way, but all the times that I've had like, oh my gosh, Roxanne, that was a near miss. So the one time you weren't home and she and I were playing in one of the rooms and remember the nightstand fell down on top of her?
No.
I didn't tell you about that.
First time hearing about that. Yeah.
I texted Mike. I texted Dr. Jordan, our pediatrician.
It didn't leave a mark. It didn't happen.
Maybe I didn't tell you about this. Okay, so anyways, that was one thing I thought to myself, Roxanne, you guys need to improve on getting all of the furniture. And that was a smaller nightstand, so you don't think about that as being something that you need to have attached to the wall. But those are important things to do to have that furniture attached to the wall. So that's one thing. And then the other thing, I don't know if I ever told you this either, but one time did I tell you when I had to call poison control?
Okay, this is turning into an entirely different discussion. I thought this was going to be some lighthearted banter about parenting. We're getting pretty deep here. No, didn't know that. Oh, wait, that was with the lipstick or something.
It was some kind of like facial product. It was like a serum. Yes, I told you. It was minor. I was really just erring on the side of caution, calling poison control. So that's something I need to do a better job of. Even though we have all of our products that are related to cleaning or detergents or medications, they're all up and away or locked up. I think you forget about those simple things like lotion because a new baby, maybe she'll like to eat lotion. You know, you never know. What are some of the things that you've worried about? Oh, hey, what about what our daughter ate the other night?
Was it spicy? Something spicy?
No. The
She chewed on a rubber ball.
Yeah, she took a bite out of a rubber ball and then she pooped it out.
Yeah. Yeah, she knew
sparkly poop.
She knew she shouldn't be doing that because she quickly went into her childhood rhyme of the eating sugar.
Oh, Johnny,
no
Johnny. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she knew. She
eating rubber ball? No, Papa. Yeah, so she knew she shouldn't have done that. That's her kind of tell when she starts to sing that song after she's put something in her mouth that she shouldn't. Okay, so any anticipation you're having about the new baby? Anything that you want to... We talk about this, too. All the things we're going to do differently with baby number two versus baby number one.
Yeah, and they'll be, you know, like, you know, pacifier habits.
Mm-hmm. That's on the list. That's top of the list.
Yep. Yep.
Because we're going to pay for it down the road with braces.
Yeah. That's definitely, we're going to be paying for that.
We let our first daughter use her pacifier. She still has it.
Sleep habits probably would be something we'll really stay regimented on. Mm-hmm. It's sleep time and habits.
Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, our daughter last night told us our bedroom was her bedroom.
Yeah, well, that was shut down pretty quickly.
Yeah, you shut that down.
No, it's all enjoyable. It's all enjoyable stuff. I mean, it's. You know, of course, you can lay out the best game plan and you're going to have to make, you know, you're going to improvise along the way. So
And we make jokes about when baby number two comes along, we're not going to be able to do all the things that we used to do. We make jokes about that. But the fact of the matter is, you know, it is going to put a little bit of a constraint on our life, because I just picture going places with two kids is that much harder. Now it's, you know, they use that expression all the time, man-to-man coverage. That's what it becomes.
Correct. Yeah. I feel like I'm going someplace with two kids, just you and her. I guess I better ramp up for three.
I got to ask you, when you watch her, she likes to go through my purse and put on all my makeup. When you watch her do that, do you ever think to yourself, that's exactly what Roxanne looks like? She looks like an absolute spaz, like completely frenetic, taking the brushes and the powder and putting it all over her face like she's a crazy person and making all these weird faces. Do I look like that when I put my...
She has it down, in fact, where if she can't get everything out, or there's that one item that just won't come out with ease, she just simply does what you do. She turns it upside down and starts pounding on the table.
If you ever want to know what a weirdo you look like putting on makeup, just watch your daughter put your makeup on.
Yeah, the facial contortions. and
So big change that we've had in our lives lately was now that we bring our daughter to school. So that's been, you've kind of had to deal with the brunt of that because you're the drop-off parent. It's been smooth sailing most of the time, but you had one bad experience recently.
Yeah, and you know, it's not a drop-off at her school. You know, for the listeners tuning in, it's every school does it different. This one is a you bring the child into the classroom, and the school's gone back and forth on what procedure is best. But for the first two or three times, I dropped her off and she was gung ho and excited and cocky and just strutted right in there and got right in her seat and got right to it. And then this fourth time, I think it was the fourth time, I brought her in and I thought, wow, same attitude. And she just turns and looks at me and says, Daddy, you know, go to work today.
And I
said, what? I thought I misheard her. And she just started crying and said, you stay here. You don't go to work. And that was tough.
Oh, well, we got through that. And she's liking
it. No,
I got through it. Yeah. You got through that. Good job, Daddy. Good job.
There's nothing. All you can do is say goodbye and turn around. I mean, the staff and the teachers tell you that if you just stay, it makes it tougher on everyone, including the other kids and so on. So all you can do is say goodbye and give them a kiss and turn around.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because once one starts crying, then it's contagious with all the little preschoolers. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. Well, we're going to hear from our safety expert now. Thanks. I know you're a busy daddy daycare / working dad /
yeah, and when you bring
guy.
Up questions, please, when you bring up questions to the safety expert, mm-hmm. phrase them in a way of, I have a friend who did this. I have a distant relative who did that.
Too late. I already did the interview.
Okay.
I was very personal.
Good.
Sorry.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for the time.
Great
guest. My pleasure.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling in. That was Doug, my baby's daddy. So we'll hear from him in the future again, I'm sure. So our next guest is an expert in her field. Her name is Morag Mackay, and she's going to talk to us about not only tidying up our house and making it more zen and organized, but also how to incorporate all the right safety tips.
Good morning, Roxanne.
Good morning, Morag. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Interesting topic, especially for those who have young children. We're talking about the craze and interest in tidying up, living an uncluttered life. But what about the importance of safety for your children? How do you make sure they go hand in hand?
Well, I think one of the things we see is that once the space is uncluttered, you can actually see where some of the dangers might be. And that's one of the reasons why we're teaming up with brands like Tide to get the word out about childproofing your home at the same time that you're decluttering.
Okay, good. And so what are some steps that you take while you're doing that process? Do you declutter first and then childproof, it sounds like?
Yeah, I think if you declutter first, you'll start to see where some of those hazards might be and some of the things you might want to think about. And you can, you know, they do the decluttering room by room, so you can think about safety in your home room by room as well.
Mm-hmm. And so are there certain areas in the house where parents should say, hey, we need to really focus on these areas? Some that come to mind, restroom, kitchen, those would be the top spots in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, I think one that parents often don't think about is actually the laundry room.
Okay.
And today with the liquid laundry packets, they come in very safe containers. What we say to parents is keep them in that container. Ensure you close that container between uses. And find a place that's up high out of reach and sight of kids to store it. The other thing that's often in the laundry room are other cleaning products, and those also should be stored up high out of reach and sight of kids.
Mm-hmm.
But you mentioned the kitchen. The kitchen is one where, you know, you've got all of that Tupperware, and by the time you've got it all sorted out and everything has a lid, you're probably sitting back celebrating the fact that your kitchen looks so great, maybe having a cup of hot coffee or tea. And one of the things that parents sometimes don't realize is that those beverages can actually cause a scald if they are spilled on a child. So we say to parents, don't have the little one on your lap while you're enjoying that hot beverage. Maybe look at a stationary play center or a high chair so they can see you. You can see them, but they aren't going to be in any risk.
In harm's way.
The other one, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. The other one in the kitchen is when you're cooking. Often kids love to be part of that action, but we really suggest that you use back burners and turn pot and pan holders inwards so there's mm-hmm. nothing that a child can grab onto and pull onto themselves. The bathroom is another one that sometimes doesn't immediately come to mind. But what we find in the bathroom is a lot of people store some medicine in there. And one of the things we found in talking to parents is that even though they have one location where they say they store medicine, they often keep it all over the house. So they might have vitamins on the counter, something in a purse, something on the nightstand. And one of the things, particularly when you've got little ones in the house, is really ensuring that all medicine, you know, even things like diaper rash cream or eye drops are stored up high out of reach and sight of kids.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they will, at certain ages, put anything in their mouth, whether they think it's food or just want to experiment. That's what's going to happen. Yeah. And I know you've worked in child injury prevention for more than 25 years. You can probably attest to this, but when something happens, when any sort of accident happens, it's so quick. It's usually like the parent was standing right there and they just turned away for a second. So that's why.
That.
Right.
Yeah. We hear that all the time from parents. It's one of the other reasons why we really think that this childproofing goes really nicely hand in hand with the decluttering, because once you've got that house looking tidy, one of the things we say is get down on the child's level. So if they're crawling or they're walking, and just view your house from their perspective, because very quickly you'll see things that you think are fine but actually are probably within reach of them. And a living room is a really good example there. One of the things that we often see with some of the stereo systems these days is they have a remote, and those remotes use those little quarter-sized disc batteries, and those batteries are a real risk to little kids. So we often say make sure all remotes are out of reach of kids. They love to play with them, but not a good idea, particularly if you're not there to supervise them. The other thing in the living room is toys. I mean, anyone that has kids has toys everywhere. And sometimes one of the things that parents aren't aware of, particularly if they're sort of starting to declutter and sort toys out, is that they are actually designed for different age groups. So we always say to parents, when you get a new toy, read the packaging and really understand what age group that toy is designed for. And then the thing, particularly if you have older kids and younger kids in the same household, is to ensure that the little one is not playing with those toys designed for older children, because they often have small parts that can be removed or break off and cause a choking risk.
Mm-hmm. We have a almost two and a half year old and a new one on the way in December. And so we're really trying to teach our 2.5 year old that the new baby can't touch little toys. She can't, you know, so she goes around and she says, no, baby, don't touch that. That's hot. No, don't put that in your mouth. So we're trying to, you know, have her be our second pair of eyes, which isn't always the most trustworthy person. But well,
you know,
yes, please go ahead.
Sorry, I was just going to say the other one to think about in the living room is any tall furniture or your TV to think about strapping those to the wall. Sometimes parents don't think about that one at all, but until they've got something that's tipping on a child. So that's another one to think about.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And, you know, I think some parents are kind of free range where maybe they have the gates in their house. And so they say, okay, this is a safe space for the child to play. But then you're taking your eyes off them. You're not watching them as much. And then there are other parents who say, oh, no, I'm always going to have my eyes on my child. But you can't have your eyes on your child every second.
No.
So the safety, the baby proofing is the best, best way to go.
Layers of protection.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. Some great tips. Where can we go online for more of these safety tips?
Yeah, you can go to safekids.org, safekids.org, and there's all sorts of information all the way from baby up to your teenager to help you keep your kids safe in your home.
Fantastic. Great talking with you today, Maura Mackay. We really appreciate your time.
Great. Thanks, Roxanne.
Thanks for hanging out with us today on PG Parental Guidance Needed podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.